This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, there's a guy I used to follow on AmericanThinker.com. His name is Lloyd Marcus. He referred to himself as the unhyphenated American. And if you were still with us today, he would be having a field day with the Biden's inability to treat all Americans, regardless of their background, and with respect that decent human, you know, with the respect that a decent human being would deserve. And then he would probably ask, because he was a black American, he would ask, would Americans choose to remain in a political party that sees them as nothing more than tacos, or perpetual victims, or sets of crazy pronouns? Now, given that we live in this era of absolute stone-cold political correctness, it is amazing that we get this rebuke from the National Association of Hispanic Journalists to First Lady in name only Jill Biden, which is, we are not tacos. See, the problem here is that the cultural left reduces individuals to their unessential identity politic part, while they simultaneously whine about harmful stereotypes, although they employ them all the time. And it's always the left that says outrageously racist or stupid things about any group of Americans it sees as its own, or rather any group it thinks it owns. Now, when I think of Lloyd and his happy, endlessly optimistic culture warrior spirit, which contrasts sharply with the nastiness regurgitated daily by the dour sourpusses constituting the Democrat communist mercenary army, I sort of remind myself of how essential it is to understand the madness surrounding us today as a cultural clash for the future. Because, yeah, we have the Davos death cult pushing their great reset agenda. We have Oh, Biden, we have woke capital, we have the National Security Deep State and their Antifa shock troops working tirelessly together to end private property and usher in an era of mass surveillance and total state control. And yeah, all those evil Soros Schwab spawn are diligently utilizing pandemics, climate change hysteria, abortion on demand, transgenderism, and anything else up their wretched sleeves to advance their effort to depopulate the planet. And all that, and a lot of other un-American commie crapola, are raining down on us every day, all day. But at its heart, this is a culture war for the hearts and minds of Westerners everywhere. And unlike brain-dead Biden and his tacky, charmless wife, our cultural values are a lot more robust than we might like to eat with salsa on Tuesdays. One of the more recurring insults the leftist trolls throw is to call people like me and you a redneck. And, you know, since, you know, I'm from South Carolina, so I know what a redneck is. A redneck is somebody that works hard in the hot sun. So, you know, I sit out here toiling daily, thanking God for all I have and believing that men should be masculine, knowing that strong women can still be feminine, not cowering in a corner when a firearm's near, and being more than willing to defend my rights and liberties as a free American. And you want to call me a redneck for being that way? Okay, fine. Thanks. You know, they used to call Lloyd Marcus a redneck. He loved America. He wore a cowboy hat, and he was black, and he took it as a compliment too. And I mean, really, who has a more resilient, exciting culture? The one endorsed by Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney and Biden's other useful eunuchs who populate Rhino Land, or the one guarded by real salt of those people who know there's more to life than being liked by the New York Times? Should we in the United States continue to divide and separate among cultural lines? Get as far away from the blue megacities of death and dreariness as you can. And if you should find yourself lost on your way out of the deserts of neoliberal nothingness, you can just ask directions from a stranger. Because out here where people still look at each other in the eye and judge friend from foe faster than a barefoot jackrabbit on a hot, greasy griddle, courtesy is the norm. Common sense and self-reliance and thankfulness and respect for others are valued ways of life. People make and build things with personal know-how. And then many of those same people blow those things up with M80 firecrackers while they listen to country and bluegrass music under wide open skies with bright, clear moons. Sometimes these kind of things get down on Independence Day. Sometimes it's just a regular Taco Tuesday. And you never know. So seriously, who wouldn't want to live with the rednecks roam? I ask you. If politics is downstream from culture, as another happy warrior and Miss Patriot Andrew Breitbart sagely pointed out, then who wouldn't want to be downstream from a culture of God, guns, unapologetic masculinity, no-nonsense femininity, can-do toughness, and indomitable American spirit? When all that goodness is rolling down the stream, dams break or wisely open up. And either way, now's the time to celebrate life and the American culture, because whatever else may happen, none of this is going to go away. There are just too many rednecks and too much flyover country for the commiecrats and their corporate friends to find and borg us all. I saw a piece from a writer named Patrice Lewis mocking a group of Antifa's terrorists who were toying with the idea of bringing their blue city mayhem to rural America, where conservatives are plenty and police forces diffuse. And he quotes, they quote one social justice warrior in his, her, it, whatever's attempt to rally Reddit followers. On Reddit, they said, the radical Christians are found in the rural areas. Their towns are defenseless. They have almost no cops, and their firemen are volunteers. They have to borrow cops and firemen from neighboring jurisdictions a mile away in order to handle anything big. And they think they're safe out there. Forget burning cities. Cities are on our side. It's time for rural areas to feel the heat. There'll be a lot of people buried out in the rural areas if they try that nonsense, I think. That's a death wish. And all I can say to the death wish is good luck with that one. This would be suicide by redneck, and I firmly agree with that. And maybe stuck in some cubicle apartment shared by four gender-confused lost souls with no culture of their own, this might seem like a smoking hot idea. And where culture and religion and patriotism and family all mean a great deal, those without culture will not long survive. 19th century Prussian Field Marshal Helmuth von Moltke famously warned that no plan survives contact with the enemy. That's true. That's always been true. So if the New World Order types think conquering the vast red regions of America is going to be easy, as Judas Priest used to sing, they got another think coming. Because that's where the rednecks roam. You're going to be torn apart by masculine men, while feminine women make them some cold drinks and sandwiches. Then after it's all done, they're all going to grill. And you think you guys are going to roll in, but you think where there's no cops, there's no defense. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard before. That's like saying, if you don't have a gun, you're unarmed. I hear you, Antifa types. Good luck with that one. Sounds sort of like suicide, but you know, you go ahead and you have at it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know what? Democrats are openly the party of violence and death. Their policies fail, so they have to advocate violence to get them implemented. That's where the problems come in. Democrats and their spin-off isms promote and glamorize abortion, the killing of human beings. Barack Obama notoriously stated that he didn't want to see a woman or see women being punished with a baby. Elizabeth Warren said that women who go to crisis pregnancy centers are met by people who want to do them harm. So a leftist clearly believes that giving birth is not desirable, but killing babies is. They're very big on defunding the police, which increases the crime rate, because a criminal can roam free to commit more crime. But, this isn't rocket science, and so the crime rate skyrockets. Chicago, which is the deadliest city in the country, kills more people per weekend than were killed in the Parkland shooting. Democrats running these high-crime cities do not seem the least bit perturbed by violent crimes and make no effort to put repeat criminals in jail. And in fact, the leftist DAs refuse to bring charges against people who are serially killing other people. Democrat-run San Francisco and L.A. are suffering from huge spikes in the crime rate, but the locals seem content to continue electing Democrats who clearly have a soft spot for criminals and crime. Chuck Schumer, he called for violence against the Supreme Court justices. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you've released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. Oh, well. During the 2020 riots, Democrats in the media and in government actually praised rioters and arsonists and cheered them on. Regarding the same, Vice President Kamala Harris said protesters should not let up. They're not going to let up, and they should not. Overall, we have these other calls of violence going back to 2017. From Representative Lauren Boebert's website in 2008, President Obama said, I need you to go out and talk to your friends and talk to your neighbors. I want you to talk to them about whether they are independent or whether they are Republican. I want you to argue with them and get in their face. Good luck with that one. Then there's June 2018, Representative Maxine Waters said, if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, at a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. In June of 2018, then Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said, I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be. In 2017, Senator Tim Kaine said, so the way we get outside the bubble is we take advantage of this tremendous public outcry against the administration. What we've got to do is fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets, fight online, fight at the ballot box, and now there's the momentum to be able to do that. In August 2020, Representative Ayanna Pressley said, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives. In October 2018, former Attorney General Eric Holder said, if they go low, we kick them. In June 2017, the recently canonized Johnny Depp said, when was the last time an actor assassinated a president? In September 2018, Carol Cook said, where's John Wilkes Booth when you need him? January 2017, Madonna said, yes, I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I've thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. In August 2017, Senator Maria Chappell-Nadal said, I hope Trump is assassinated. And the question is this. Why are Democrats so married to the use of violence to get their agenda passed, or does the question sort of answer itself? Democrats know, in what is alleged to be their heart, that the people of America do not like their agenda. But that doesn't matter because Americans are too dim to know what is good for them. And perhaps maybe this is the answer. BlackRock CEO and WEF globalist Larry Fink publicly stated that force should be used where there is recalcitrance. Well, you know, I enjoy that. Behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we are asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. This attitude is not limited to companies, but like scum, it does float and covers the entire American landscape. And we on the right side have got to understand the left has no inclination to gain our acceptance for their policies or for changing hearts and minds. They want to use force, and they are using force to get acquiescence for their policies. And it doesn't matter to them that we abhor their policy. They believe they're right. And they want to rule. It's the age-old Lord Acton sentiment. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The left has abandoned the representative form of governance and have adopted an authoritarian form of government using violence when they think it's necessary. And millions of dollars are flooding the coffers of organizations that thrive on violence. Constitution be damned. Now, what you didn't see when all of this violence was happening in 2020 was an armed group of citizens get out there and defend their area. And I honestly was wondering about that. I was honestly wondering what the deal was with that. Because I kind of thought that might happen. The fact that it didn't happen, on the one hand, I sort of like it, and on the other hand, I just sort of wonder about it. And I'm waiting to see how far this all goes. Because these people have to be jettisoned if we're going to remain free. We're already sitting on a knife edge. And on one side is liberty, and on the other side is totalitarianism. And if they push us over the edge, we're going to have to come out swinging. Which, that actually means we're going to have to come out fighting. And for those who haven't had to do that ever, trust me, it is better to not have to do it than it is to have to do it. Because once you start having to do it, well, That's a swim right there, people. That is a upriver swim. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Basketball player Brittany Griner is expected to make another court appearance Thursday, a week after she pled guilty to drug charges at a Russia court near Moscow. It's unclear if the hearing on Thursday will lead to a verdict or if the trial could drag on into additional hearings. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid are set to reiterate their anti-Iran position and sign a joint declaration committing to prevent Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Business is also on the docket today. Prime Minister Yair on Thursday morning.
The world is watching this meeting. This shows that something special is happening here. A new kind of economic and regional cooperation that is more flexible and better adapted to the problems we face.
USA Radio News. Turkey and the United Nations say progress is being made in talks aimed at resuming grain exports from Ukraine. Ukraine is a global supplier of wheat, corn, sunflower oil, and exports have been halted by a Russian blockade in the Black Sea. On Wednesday, Turkey's defense minister said an agreement between Ukraine and Russia would be signed next week. Amazon has violated a major trust issue with its customers.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk was in good faith. Amazon disclosed that its Ring camera video allows more than 2,000 police departments to use its neighborhood app to request videos and send alerts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right. You know how it goes. Sometimes you stay together for the kids. Sometimes, there's a lot of reasons, you know. Other times you just have to get out of an abusive and destructive relationship. And that's how a lot of conservatives feel about being stuck with progressives in this relationship that we call America. We want to pack our Adam Schiff and move on and move out and buy a condo and a Porsche and find love again with someone younger, prettier, and less pinko. We're not perfect. But in this analogy, we are Johnny Depp and the Democrats are Amber Heard, right down to the nadlering of the bed. I always forget about that little designation, nadlering. These last couple of decades have taught us that the worst case scenario can happen. But what would that look like if things came to pass and America decided that its next destination was Splitsville? And the basic notion is that the red people would take their part of the community property and the blues their portion, and they would go live in separate parts of the USA. And as we all know, divvying up the pot in a divorce is never, ever even a giant hassle that becomes an endless, massive battle and ends unsatisfactorily for everybody except for the lawyers, right? Everybody knows that, right? Dividing polities is hard. And there are not too many examples from recent history to look to in order to see how to do it with minimal hassle. You do want to look at the Balkans, but as a cautionary example. Yugoslavia's breakup devolved into a massive civil war. That mess was still sucking in U.S. forces during the Trump administration when Rick Grenell finally negotiated something like peace between Kosovo and Serbia. If we wished to divorce, we should carefully review how they broke up Josep Tito's territory and then do the opposite. Now, the Soviet Union, the Humpty Dumpty of international communism, had a great fall. And now, of course, all the KGB men are trying to put it back together again. And how's that whole Ukraine thing working out for you there, Vlad? A national divorce would be something born out of frustration. Our frustration with the Democrats being Nimrods, and the Democrats' frustration with us not accepting that we are serfs whose purpose is to serve them and obey their whims despite them being Nimrods. So, seems superficially easy to just split up with people who are so fundamentally different in how they see the world and our respective places in it. For example, red Americans see themselves being left alone. Blue Americans see us normal people on our backs and the pinkos Birkenstocks pressing down on our throats. Now, there are some national divorce light scenarios out there, like maybe we abolish the Electoral College or get rid of the Senate. And in these scenarios, we red people are not sent away. We're just disenfranchised and neutered, effectively castrated into a nation of submissive mitts. But fear not, we would still be available to do the labor, soldiering, and taxpaying that the left needs us to do. We'd be that horse in Animal Farm, hardworking, silent, and shipped off to some artisanal glue factory when we stop being useful. To that one, I simply say, nah. But there is no escaping the red and blue components of the American citizenry that are developing mutually exclusive notions of how to run this joint venture that makes our conflicts nearly, if not completely impossible, solve to everybody's satisfaction, because our differences are too great. The blues believe that it is a good idea to have weirdos and losers and mutations grooming your children in the classroom. We disagree. The reds think America's great, and the blues despise it as well as the other Americans. The blues think we should worship the false pagan weather goddess and sacrifice our freedom and possessions to her by giving these up to them. But I want to keep my Ford F-150. I enjoy my ribeyes, and my liberty is sacred, so thank you. The blues think we are racist and sexist and transphobic, and we just think the blues are very annoying and tiresome. We reds think that every real man should own what they call an assault rifle or four. The blues dispute that there is such a thing as men and would be against them if there were. And the thought of guns outside the hands of a Democrat criminal constituency or the left's corrupt law enforcement flunkies, this makes them cry. These are all stars. Rifle. They would undo the and write the lesson considered. If that were fired into the Constitution, that it be in contest and start first debt. But after God's their kind, which is wiser and more moral than the dead white slave owners who were the framers, you could just ask them that. But toss out the Constitution in favor of something written by a bunch of college professors gone wild. Say goodbye to those irritating negative rights that prevent the government from doing stuff to its citizens. Say hi to positive rights about all the things government is going to do to all of its citizens. And you'll see all the rights the old one had, except for the keep and bear arms part. You'll have freedom of speech and of the press and of religion. But there will be a bunch of asterisks added to this. And the fact is, the honest to God fact is that if without our influence, the American left would go full Stalin, and you never ever go full Stalin. Stalin was bad. Stalin was worse than Hitler. Mao was worse than Stalin, but Stalin was pretty bad. So with their own country sharing our continent, the blues would turn America into the world's most oppressive college campus, and then would immediately blame their myriad woes on red America. And that is a recipe for trouble. We're all stuck on the same continent, and that's too close for comfort. And what we need is some constitutional marriage counseling, because there's a big chance that a national divorce would make all our problems 100 times worse. That's a fact. The key thing to remember here is this, though. We cannot give an inch. We have given way too much, and we're pushing back now. Pushing back is so much harder. You can, like with the Bruin decision, you can see these various states like California and New York are going to try to do their very level best to just ignore it. They used to get out there and they used to say, states' rights, this, that, the other. Now that this has actually been codified and actually put down in plain language, they can no longer do that. Now they're just going to say, well, you know what? We're just going to do this anyway. And I guess we're going to see what how we enforce the Constitution against a state that does not believe in liberty. And that, in and of itself, might be the impetus to some sort of an armed conflict. But can you imagine New York in a civil war with the United States? First of all, most of New York, the gentleman that I bought my house from lives in New York, and he's not going to be in that fight. It's all going to be Manhattan. And they'll just have to rip off bike locks and come at us with bike locks or something, because they don't have any guns there. And I don't know how many people actually fight it with them. I just don't know, but hey. It would be worse than if we don't get some marriage counseling. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, there are some 400 million guns out there today. Well, actually, there's probably more than that. It's probably around 500 million. But for the sake of argument, let's say there's 350 million guns in private hands in America. That still means there's more guns than citizens in America. And it's going to take a lot of cops to gather these weapons up. It is a logistical impossibility, you know? The next time you hear a progressive urging the defunding of police, you know, you could show them those figures if you wanted to. Or you could offer gun owners a tidy sum for the guns. What if the gun owners of America did not want to sell their guns, though? What if they want to negotiate over the price? It's going to take a lot of time and money to buy up all those guns. And allow me to hazard a bet here. When the government has finished this project of collecting guns, only the government and the criminals will have guns. Now, currently, we've now passed a high water mark on public massacres, and we are still demanding taking guns away from private owners, right? But there is another solution catching on, attending to mental health. And so there's about to be a campaign about mental health. Not sure where this is going to go, but I'm sure that the do-gooders or the virtue flaunters will come up with an equally implausible solution to mental health as they have for gun collection. Who is really mentally ill? Does Charlie have a sleep disorder, or is he nuts? And my point is that the problem of gun violence is far deeper than some lunatic armed with a gun and angry as hell. It is that are the parts of America, a lot of parts of America, where violence is widespread, and there's not much Americans can do about it, because it's all based on Democratic policy, and it's going to get worse. Now, the killer in Highland Park, Illinois, would have been arrested years ago, given all the disfiguration that he freely submitted to. And yet nowadays, the killer does not look much different than the guy serving coffee at the corner Starbucks. He looked like a freak. He was a freak. But then, no matter where you go, because it has become more acceptable, the guy working the corner or working on the counter at Starbucks or working at the Hertz counter at the local airport, and if you object to the way they're dressed, or should I say the way he is disfigured, the American Civil Liberties Union will take his case. And there are a lot of organizations that will take the case for people who carry on like the freak in Highland Park. Our entertainments, our classrooms, almost every place Americans go is open to violence and crudity. We see it on the streets, we see it in public places, on television, almost everywhere. Our churches and hospitals appear to be exempt, but 10 or 20 years ago I found the violence and crudity in an unlikely place, the village library. And there, some homeless people had found a reading room to congregate at, and there was nothing the librarian could do to mitigate the attendant disruption. In contemplating the spreading chaos of America, I stumbled upon a fugitive thought that has been nagging me for years. How did we deal with the homeless back in the 1950s and earlier? Because back then we called them hobos. So we apparently had the homeless around in days of yore. How did the authorities deal with them? Now, my guess would be that the cops hurried them along the streets where they were lounging or arrested them. And that is probably how our society dealt with a lot of incorrigible misfits, and they never became the problem that they are today. Now, the name of stability and, you know, humanity and a few other names that we could throw at them, we won't do that. We won't take that step. But now they threaten the very stability of the society. And if you want to bring civility to our public place, you can start with the culture. Clean it up. No more coarse language by public persons. This didn't have to be done back in the day. I mean, the rules that govern me for radio from the FCC is all based upon rules that were established back in the day when radio was a family listened to medium. I couldn't say blank or blank or blank or blank. I couldn't say those things. Still can't say them. We could remove the violence from our entertainments. Return manners to public life. You know, hold the door open. Somebody holds the door open for you. Say thank you, sir or ma'am. And don't worry about, I don't know what your pronoun is, and just not say nothing. Say thank you, sir or ma'am, and if they want to correct you, okay, fine, let them. But, you know, I've been going into some places, and, you know, where if they don't look like a tattooed up, and I've got tattoos, listen, I got nothing against some good ink. I don't have them all over my face and head, you know. I'm not trying to make a statement with them, I'm trying to tell a story. You know, scars and tattoos, they tell the story of us. But I'm, you know, my story needs to be sought out. It's not something I'm advertising. The other night I turned on the news, which was a mistake, and saw an advertisement for Jeeps. And it consisted of dinosaurs traipsing about the streets of an American city threatening the citizenry. In one scene, a huge dinosaur chomped down on a human's head. When I watched that, I thought to myself, I want a Jeep Wagoneer. I sit back sometimes when I see this nonsense. You know, when I do an ad, which I'm about to have to do a new ad, and when I'm doing a new ad, I've got 30 seconds to hit you in the face. I've got to grab you by the lapel of your shirt and hit you in the face to get your attention to this product I'm trying to promote. Right? And I have to do it with a degree of style and some flair and a few other things, and then I have to hope I got it right. But obviously, I'm doing it the wrong way. I don't need to do that. I just need to get out there and be talking about, do you like cutting your grass with scissors? Well, if so, go check out Staccato Guns. Do you think a little rat can be a dog? If so, go check out Aero Precision. I'm out here trying to tell a story. And now advertising is, it's you know, advertising on TV especially has really, I mean, I could do that. And I don't even have to get out there and do stop motion animation. I can just, you know, have a few sound effects. My guys at Genesis are wizards. They know how to take all that stuff and make it all out. And we can make it sound like I'm advertising one of my gun sponsors, but it would sound like a Jurassic Park backing. We could do that. No problem. But I just, when I saw that ad, my first thought was, dear God, what kind of guy? Who got out there and sold this to Jeep in the first place? Who at Jeep said, you know, I'm excited to be a part of this? This is where our culture has gone. This is where our culture has gone. Now, some people in the tattooed set that also looked like they might have been part of the football playing set because they're ex-military. And they're pipe hitters. And they, you know, they don't even want to be bothered. They are the ones that would be helping everybody out. There are some bright spots in our culture like those people. We are a generous people whenever there's an issue out there. We are a charitable people. And yet, back to my number for simply the sake of argument. We are a generous people, a charitable people, and we have 350 million guns in our possession. And if you've ever wondered why we haven't yet had a Hitler or a Mao or a Stalin, that's why. Despite anything you may think or believe, that's why. Because we are generous, we are charitable, we are giving. And we have guns in our possession. Simple fact. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.